You're about to listen to a message from Foursquare Gospel Church, a city on the hill. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Wherever you are, shout a big hallelujah. Shout a living hallelujah. And shout a thanksgiving hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a wonderful God, marvelous God, amazing God, awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. We give him all praise and glory wherever you are tonight. We want to welcome you on board, and we thank you. We thank the Lord for your lives, and we thank God that you are here again too. We are here again together. Hallelujah. And I want to believe that today will be another day. Another wonderful day, a day that the Lord has made and that will bring about transformation, restoration, revival, and life-changing experience into your life, into your home, into your family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, you are welcome. As I thank the Lord again, and I thank the servants of the living God for this wonderful and glorious opportunity to be together with you here and to, you know, enjoy the blessings of the Lord together. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Holy and righteous Father, once again, we bow before you, the Almighty, the Creator, who was never created, the maker who was never made, the beginning and the ending, the one who was, who is, and is to come. We worship your name. We praise your name. We adore your name. We bow before you, and we ask that tonight you will take it from us, worship, adoration, majesty, dominion, forever and ever, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ask, oh God, that again tonight, you will take over. You will do what only you can do. Spirit of the living God, you know every of us here. We pray that in the name of Jesus, you will leave a blessing behind for everyone here and somewhere listening under the sound of my voice tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, oh God, that you will do what only you can do. You will touch lives in the name of the Lord. You will minister to our spirit, soul, and bodies, to our situation and circumstances. And in the name of the Lord, we shall never remain the same. There shall be life-changing encounter in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Father. We look up unto you, Lord, and we know in the name of the Lord we shall be lightened, and our faces shall never be ashamed in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' wonderful and majestic name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to rise up together, wherever you are. Under the sound of my voice, I want you to just flow along with us and let us go along together. We will sing this song. Can I have the choir? They have taken the song. I don't know who you rely on, but I rely on the Lord. Hallelujah. And I know you trust in the Lord. You rely on God. You believe in God. And you are looking up unto God. The Bible says they looked up unto him. Their faces were not ashamed. Only one woe, they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Light will shine on your life tonight, will shine on your home tonight, will shine on your family tonight, will shine all over the dark area of your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Only a year, you have taken it, and I want us to take it again. A year, let me go to the Abbey.
A year,
unto you tonight. Hallelujah. Light will shine all over my life and I will never end up in shame. As the year is running to an end, oh Lord, I will never be ashamed. I will never be ashamed. Oh Lord, you will fix it for me. You will fix it. You will fix it. You will fix it. You know what, just oh God. Is that area, is that need, oh God, in my life, and is that area where I am looking up unto you for, I am trusting you for, oh Lord my God, I look up unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lika bayandre bo segeria, ilika sakanda, yama sakanda di alabaya, yama segeria lebo, leke bayandre bo segeria lebo, yama sakanda di alabaya, yama segeria lebo yandre bo sanda. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name we have decreed. Amen. I pray light will shine on your life. Every dark area of your life shall receive the light of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And the Lord shall be glorified. Hallelujah. I want us to take one or two songs more, and then we'll flow into just very short time of exhortation, and then we come back. No, we are going to pray tonight. And I beg you in the name of the Lord, pray. Oh, I tell my people, some people will not pray, but they will be forced to pray. I say, don't pray. I mean, pray so that you will not pray. Pray, oh, so that you will not become a prey for the devil. May you never become a prey for the enemy of your soul. Because whosoever cannot pray, we end up being a prey, oh. The enemy, Satan, we eat him like what? Like a jet. But in the name of the Lord, you will never become a prey. And when you have come to a place of prayer, I encourage people. See, you will have just stayed somewhere or been another place doing your own thing. But you chose to be here and you chose to be around wherever you are here. I mean, wherever you are listening to me, you chose to be there so that you can be part of this prayer. I beg you. I beg you, the pastor does not see you now. He doesn't know what is going on around you, but God knows. And that God that knows you and wherever you are now and is, you know, seeing you, looking at you, and you know, feeling what you are feeling, going the way you are going, will come into your very, very situation and circumstance tonight and will fix it for you and will put an end to all these, you know, all the yama yama, all the jaga jaga, all the situation, unpleasant, you know, situations, circumstances in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So I want to beg you, please, for these few minutes we have, pray, 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 pray. So, you know, the test before us, Jacob prayed. You know, I said it yesterday. He got to a place, you know, to a stage. The father told him, see, when we are done with all this nonsense you are doing, you will rise up and you will break the yoke that your brother has put over your life, the enemy has put over your life. When you have done that, you will see. And of course, he took up that challenge and he rose, you know. He said, enough is enough. Tell yourself, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Oh, I am breaking barriers. I am breaking barricades. I am breaking into a new dawn, into a new beginning. Enough is enough. It is when you have not gotten to a stage in your life, but when you have, nobody will tell you to pray. I remember when I was still in office, you know, when anytime I pray, we used to have one elderly person. Anytime you are praying, he will come and tap you and say, there was a time he did that for me. I was praying, and he just, you know, she came around and she tapped me and said, Tola, small now. I opened my eyes, I look at her. You know what came? I said, may you never, you know, run into a situation that will cause you to pray the way I am praying. Oto. And you know what? Before too long, I saw this same person. And, you know, I also went to her, I tapped her. I say, small. I say, Tola, if you don't get out of my sight, I say, okay. Say, you have seen now. If you don't get out of my sight, say, hey. Oh, nigba do a palo ko Jesu. Oh, ni for me, Jewa Jesu, loru ko Jesu. And when they are telling you, see, we are, it is just, the pastor is helping us when he says he has not organized this prayer for himself, but for the blessing of you people. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your eyes shall be opened, your ears shall be opened, your heart shall be circumcised in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you know that song very well. Is the year not going now? Last quarter. We are in September already. 3 more months. You will say bye-bye. But in the name of the Lord, you will see the end of 2020. 2020 will not see your end. I said 2020 will not see your end, though. I will not shed bitter tears over any of you. Your pastor will not cry over you. You will not cry over your pastor. He shall be well with all of you. We started well. We all shall finish up well. Can I hear your believing amen? Woo! Glory be to your name. Oh yeah. I don't know it too long. I don't know. Emma. Oh mi joju mi mbere anu re baba. Oh mi joju mi mbere anu re baba. Alo mi joju mi mbere anu re oh. Baba. Oh mi joju mi mbere anu re baba. I don't know it very well either. Is anyone? Bere anu re baba. O mi je oju mi bere anu re baba. Adun yi tun lo. Adun yi tun lo. O mi je oju mi bere anu. Even that is only what you can sing. You better begin to sing it. Oluwa, Lord, this year is running to an end again. Baba, just look at me, oh. Look at me, oh. Let your mercy, oh. Your mercy, Lord. Your mercy, Lord. Your mercy, Lord. Your mercy, Lord. Do it for me. Let your mercy fix it for me, Lord. Baba. Lebo shanda rabaya. Yes, Lord. I do it on the. I do it on the. I don't know. Oh yes, you've been shedding bitter tears. Wherever you are listening to me, you have been shedding bitter tears, and you have been asking God, Baba, have mercy upon me now. Baba, please do it for me. God is saying, He's seen those tears, and He will wipe it away. He will wipe your tears away. He will wipe your tears away. He said he's coming your way. He's healing your heart. He's healing your life. He's healing your business. Yeah, the business is no more going well. It's crashing. It's crashing. But he said, you will rise up again. He will raise you up again. He will build it again. He will fix it for you again. Oh, mi jojo me mbere ano re baba. Oh, mi jojo me mbere ano re. Oh, mi jojo me mbere ano re. Yebo sandara baya. Leke bo yendre bo sekeri alaba. I do it to la. Oh, mi jojo me mbere ano re. Baba, oh mi jojo mi mbere anore. Alo mi jojo mi mbere. As you are singing that song, you are crying. God could just see you. He can see you now. Yes, he's saying, I will heal you. I will heal you. I will heal you. I will restore. I will revive. I will bring back all that you have lost in the process. I will restore. I will restore. He's saying, weep no more. Cry no more. Cry no more. Cry no more. Hallelujah. Oh Lord. Yeah, bo shagandari alabaya. Yeah, bo sekeri alaba. Oh yes. Oh, talk to the Lord and say, Oluwa, look at me. Oh, look at me. Yes, God to see those tears. Yes, even as you are singing now, as you are singing that song, you are crying. You are shedding tears. God is wiping those tears away and is saying, weep no more. Weep no more. I will heal you. I will heal you. I will comfort you on every side in the name of Jesus. I will wipe your tears away. I will give you a new beginning. I will give you a new starting. Hallelujah. Yeah, bo shagandari alabaya. Leke bo yendre bo segeri alabaya. Yeah, masakantari alabaya. Yeah, bo segeri alabaya. Oluwa. Ah, jako mi jojuwa. Jako beri anure. Jako ri anugba. Jako ri anugba. Jako fawa anure. Ah, let oh God, our tears. Our tears, our tears. Oh God, oh, dry your mercy upon our lives. Dry your mercy upon our lives, upon our situations, upon our circumstances. Let there be a new beginning, a new starting, oh God. Hallelujah. Yeah, bo shagandaria. Yes, God. Bye-bye. Saying there is no more miscarriage. You have had like two this year, but God is saying enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. The miscarriage, the last one you had will be the last and was the last. No more miscarriage. No more miscarriage. You will carry your baby. And when the time comes, in the name of the Lord, you will bring forth in joy, in safety, with the song of hallelujah, and it shall be well with you. Hallelujah. No more miscarriage. That's what God is saying to you this evening. No more miscarriage. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, the God of encounter, has come your way. Has come your way this evening. In the name of Jesus. No, cry no more. Cry no more. Cry no more. Joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. Cry no more. Hallelujah. Yeah, bo shagandari alaba. Reka ba yendre bo seke. Yeah, bo sekeri alaba ya. Rika takuri alaba shanda. Rika ba yendre bo sekeri. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every of us here, please, I want you to come to this altar. If this is the way God wants us to go, I am okay. All I desire for you, I want you to
to stand in the gap. Wherever you are, please listen to me. Under the sound of my voice, go on your knees. Wherever you are, if you're on road, please just flow along with us. You're on journey, flow along with us. Hallelujah. As you are hearing, hallelujah, the voice of the Lord will locate you. The voice of the Lord that is powerful and that is full of majesty will walk mightily and will speak to your situation, will speak to your circumstance, will speak in the name of Jesus. Everything. The Bible said the voice of the Lord is powerful, very powerful, and is full of majesty. Hallelujah. That powerful voice of the Lord, we go into every voice, speaking against you. Hallelujah. Speaking against your life, against your hope, against your marriage, against your ministry, against your situation. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord will quiet them. The voice of the Lord will silence them. The Bible says the voice of the Lord breaks into pieces the tree of Lebanon. Hallelujah. How powerful is the voice of the Lord. And we decree that in the name of the Lord, every situation in your life, I command, hear the voice of the Lord. Hear ye the voice of the Lord. Hear ye the voice of the Lord. Lakabayande. I command that voice telling you, is it this sickness that will kill you? In fact, you are already worried. You are already being disturbed because that voice keeps telling you, it is this sickness. You know it killed Lagbaja. You know the same sickness killed Temedo. But God is coming your way this evening. It's coming your way. And it's saying, you will not die of that sickness. That sickness will not kill you. Every terminal disease, in the name of Jesus, tonight is terminated. It's terminated. It's terminated. It's terminated. It's terminated. Hey, Boshanda Rabaya. Lekebo Yendrebo Sege. I want you to kill yourself into the anointing of this hour, into the anointing of this minute. The Lord is in the house. The Holy Spirit is doing His work right away. Hallelujah. And I want you to believe Him. Believe the work of the Lord. Believe the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. The word is coming to you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah. Only you can do, oh yes, what no man can do, Jehovah. Only you can do miracles. No can do, Jehovah. Only you can do what no man can do. Only you can go to Sandarabaya. Only you can stop what no man can stop, Jehovah. Yebo Sandarabaya. Lekebo Yendrebo Sandarabaya. Only you can stop what no man can stop, Jehovah. Only Him. Only Him. He has the power. And there is nothing He cannot do. Trust Him and believe Him. Don't doubt His power. Never doubt the power of the Lord. Let your faith help you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah. Only you can say, Sandarabaya. Yes. Only you can go to where no man can go, Jehovah. Yes. Only him can go to anywhere. Yes. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. Omnipresent. He's with you there, right there, where you are now. Listening to me. He's there. He's there. He's there. God is saying to you, don't resign because of frustration. You want to resign that job as a result of frustration. You have been frustrated. You have been intimidated. But God is saying, no, this is not the right time. Don't just put yourself in double tragedy. No, God is saying no. Don't run away from challenges. Face it. Face it. Face it. Face it. Fight and you will win. With God on your side. With God on your side. He's the one who is saying no to that resignation. Don't resign. Don't resign. The word of the Lord is coming to you this evening and is saying, you will prevail. Jacob prevailed. You will prevail. You will overcome. Hallelujah. Ebo Sandarabaya. Hallelujah. 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 Lekebo Yendrebo Sagandaribaya. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you have written that letter of resignation, see it. God is saying no. Don't create another problem for yourself. Wherever you are listening to me, God is saying no. No, that's not a right decision to make. You wrote this letter under pressure, under frustration, under intimidation. But that's not the way to fight. That's not the way to break through. God is saying, no, it's not yet time. You don't run away from challenges. Confront your mountain. Face that Goliath. And in the name of the Lord, together with God on your side, you shall win. You shall prevail. You shall prevail. You shall win. You shall win. I say you will win the battle. Ah, lebo shandarabaya. Rekebo yendrebo sagandari kazanda. Yaba sagandari kasendri yedebo. Ah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alaruto tobi. Ah. Alaru ba. Bagba. Alaruto tobi. Alaru ba. Bagba. Ah. Ayeko. Hallelujah. That is the the God we are serving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you seeing the greatness of your God? Are you seeing the bigness of your God? Are you seeing the strongness of your God? Hallelujah. Hey, my son, he's bigger. Bigger than that situation. Bigger than that circumstance. Bigger. Bigger and bigger and bigger. Hallelujah. Abba. God is bigger than every mountain I cannot see. Hallelujah. Oh yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God is bigger than every mountain I cannot see. Bigger than normal problems. Oh yes, bigger. God is bigger than. Tell the Lord, open your mouth and say to him, Lord, I believe you are bigger, you are stronger, you are mightier. Oh, yes, than all this all around my life. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, yeah, boshagandari alabaya. Rika boyendere boshagandari baya. Reka boyendere boshekeri alabayende. You are bigger. You are stronger. You are mightier. Hallelujah. I believe, oh God. Yes, Lord. Yes. We believe. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Bigger.
God is bigger than every mountain I cannot see.
Yes. I want you to believe in the word of the Lord. His voice has gone out on your behalf. His word has gone out. And he can never return to him. He will surely do that. And perfected the purpose of his coming out of God's mouth. For you, for your home, for your family, for your situation, for your circumstance, in the name of Jesus. I know you are healed. I know you are restored. He has done it before.
He will do it again in your life. If it is that kidney that is having problem, He will give you a brand new kidney. If it is the liver that is having problem, He will give you a brand new liver. If it is the heart that is having problem and is manufacturing, oh, in the name of the Lord, He will give you a brand new heart. From the head, from your head to the sole of your feet, you are made whole. You are healed. God will leave a blessing behind for you today. You will live to testify. You will tell the story of how you overcame this challenge. And in the name of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And it is already well with you. Thank you, our Father. We give you all praise and glory. We give you all glory and praise. We give you majesty and dominion forever and ever and ever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please go back to your seat. Wherever you are blessed. You are lifted. Hallelujah. I have a few minutes more. But before we close, please, I want you to believe the Lord. If you don't believe, if when you get up here, the enemy comes to you and say, you know, that is where the challenge is. Believe it. I don't know the report of the doctor concerning you. Sincerely, Spirit, this word is coming. God gave it to me this afternoon. I don't know who, wherever you are listening to me, whatsoever is happening in that body, just believe that it is done. You are healed already. You are not going to die of that disease. We will not shed tears over your life. We will not bury you this year and beyond. Years to come, you will live. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me share briefly, under like 5 minutes, let me share from the word of God. Our topic today, yesterday, was positioning yourself for what? For divine encounter. And tonight, it is life-changing encounter. That experience that will change everything about your life, that will prove your doctors wrong, that will prove situations and circumstances around your life wrong. In the name of the Lord, receive it now. I say, receive it now. Hallelujah. Amen. In the book of Genesis, chapter 32. Genesis 32. Give me verse 22. Genesis 32:22. And he arose that night. And he arose. One of the things that will help us and that will bring about transformation, that will bring about a turnaround, is when you rise up in the arm of faith. No matter what the situation is saying now, say, that's your own. I believe in the report of the Lord. He said, and he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. And crossed. I see you crossing into a new level. I see you crossing into a new beginning. I see you crossing to the other side, where in the name of the Lord, the light of God will shine all over you and darkness will disappear in the name of Jesus. He discarded everything and he chose to rise up.
He rose up in the arm of faith. And the Bible says he took everything. Said, no matter the situation. And in the name of the Lord, he took his wives. He lost nothing as he was rising. I pray for you as you are, you know, crossing to the end of the year 2020. You shall lose nothing. You started with your husband in the year 2020, January. In the name of the Lord, you will finish with your husband. You will finish with your children. You will finish the year 2020 together well, strong, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will lose nothing. Oh, ni so nkonwo no loruko Jesu. Ounkonwo ni baje laye e loruko Jesu. Aye o ni ki e pele loruko Jesu. 2020 will live a wonderful story. A life transforming story. With you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, give me 23, please. Hello? He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. The next one. Then Jacob was left alone. He was left alone. Until you get to know how to avoid distractions. How to avoid what, you know, the voice or voices around your life. Until you stop looking here and there. Stop looking unto your father, your mother, your uncle, your auntie. My uncle is in London. My brother is this. My father is this. My mother is this. He said he left all of them. And when you continue to look around your life, you always see something disturbing. When you cultivate the habit of hearing, you will hear what is not pleasant. That's why, you know, King David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill where my help come from. There is no, look around, you will not hear something. You will hear something disturbing. Somebody will say something that will disturb your mind. You will see something that will disturb your mind. But when you choose to look up, what do you see? Only him. May you see God in your situation. May you see God in your circumstance. So, David, Jacob left all of them. So that they will not serve as distraction. Then Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him. Of course, God has been looking at him. If you want to deliver yourself, you better leave all these people. You better move away from the crowd. You need to move away from the crowd. You need to get yourself, get yourself isolated. Choose where to go. Choose what to do. Know what to do when you get there. Some people go to a place of prayer to go and play. Some people go there to go and play. Some people go there to go and wash others, pray. Some people go there to go and do some other things. They are not there to go and pray. And I beg you in the name of the Lord. I tell people, when you get to a place of prayer, I beg you, pray. Because a word will come out. The Bible says, God, send his word. And the word he sends out will never return. And when the word comes out, he's looking for the owner. Looking for the owner. Should be this woman normally sit here. You know? I know one of my daughters, when he was getting married, ladies, she and her friends brought so many of these pancakes. Panabiting materials. What do you call it? Just to panabit her. And he said, excuse me. Don't do it long. Don't panabit me. Hey, John. Say, today is a special day. He said, please. I want to remain who I am. I want to look the same way I have been looking, and I will continue to look. even to my husband, or by my husband. He said, do you know why? When angels, and he said, God told me that angels will attend my wedding. And when angels comes, and they are looking for Sister Lagbaja, and they cannot find, and they look at the picture, this is not the person now. You know someone, what about the pancake nearby? What about the panabit? Ah, is she one more? Hey! He said, no, I don't want. He said, let me just, leave me. All I just put my gown on me and put my this thing and let me put on small powder. That's all. One sort to you. To the glory of God, that wedding was. Today, God, you know, remains glorified and is doing his works. Ladies, be careful. After that day, what happens to you? Eh? Maybe that day, God brought you a special gift. That very day. You must have requested for something now. And this lady, no, I have told God that I want angels to attend my wedding. So when the angels come, let him be able to see me and locate me and find me. Don't panic beat me. If you panic beat me, if he looks around, he cannot find me. And that's what happens. When the word of the Lord comes out, he's looking for the owner. You know, God will have given him your picture. And he's looking around. Where is Deborah Oluwadipe here? And he will find you in Jesus' name. Oh, eh? Oh, that rock. Oh, you look at the picture. No, this is not the person. This is not the person. It's not the person in the picture. And what happened? You know what? The angel cannot go back to God and say, I cannot find the person you sent me to. He will look for another person. Bah! And that settles it. May your blessing never go to another person. May your breakthrough never go to another person. So let's be careful of the things we do. Those of us who come to church and you'll be going, small time, you go to the toilet, small time, somebody stands outside. You are one, no, oh, don't sit down, and it's doing like this. Because you are not concentrating. Your heart is not here. Maybe the angel is about coming to you and you will see that person. You look at him and the enemy will divert your attention and say, and as soon as you get up, the angels come. Maybe Baba said he sat on this seat. Where is he? And the angel will leave. Your angel will not go away. Your angel will not go away without fulfilling the plans of God for your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So let's be careful. When you come to church, concentrate. Sit. Take a seat. I don't know whether our reverend was still. I don't know whether he was around. When we were still in Bajula years back, there was this couple. Only Bitom and Joko. See, they have a place. The two of them, they have seats. They sit on. And this very Sunday, they didn't come to church. And the word of the Lord came so explicit and very clear that he has come to bless them. And they are waiting for the fruit of the womb. This Bajulai. And that prophecy came out. And you know, people sat on their two seats. And, you know, the word came. And the Lord cannot find them. And you know what he did? He just gave it to Gba. I want to tell you, I think that time, they had their last child, maybe like 5-6 years back. And they have put a stop. You know, the 9 months after. 9 months after. They carry another baby. One baby for more. But the word of the Lord cannot go back. And when the angels came, he looked for this couple. He cannot say, okay, you take. May you be blessed in the name of Jesus. May your coming to the house of the Lord never be in vain. May you prosper. May you do well. May you have testimonies to the glory and praise of his name. And may you do what is right. So there is a blessing in coming to the house of God and paying attention and stay where you should stay. Bible recorded that Jacob, you know, was left alone. And he did the right thing. He left death. Our time is fast spent. I'm to stop in few minutes time. I want us to rise up. Tomorrow, we'll finish it up. I want you to rise up. You will pray. Lord, my father, can you say after me? My father, my father. My father, my father. When you come around to bless me, may I never be missing in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, pray that prayer for yourself in the name of the Lord. Pray that prayer for yourself. Lord, may I not be missing, Lord. May I not be missing, Lord. Ma deni gbere gbere kiri Olorun mi o. Ah, Lord, the motion darabaya. May I not wander about for nothing. For nothing. Oh, Lord. Yeah, boshagandari alabaya. Leke bo yendre bo sekere lebo mazagandari alabayande leke bo yendre bo sekere lebo yaba sagandari alabaya yaba shagandari baya leke bo yendre bo seke bo shagandari bayandre bo saganda leke bayandre bo sanda yebo sekere alababa baba. Ah, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My father, my father. He's out the loudest you can shout. Wherever you are, he's out the loudest you can shout. You know, Baba Deboye said, if you are casting out demons, when they ask so many of us to pray, you'll be shooing our mouth. If you are casting out devil, you say, Satan, I bind you. I cast you out. Oh, nobody. Or if you are where they are casting devil and you are seeing demons, koro, will you be shopping your mouth? My father, my father! My father, my fighter! Everything that is waiting to waste away my life, oh, yeah, be wasted! Oh, yeah, be wasted by fire, by thunder, in the name of Jesus. Oh, open your mouth and pray. Oh, Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, my God. Everything that is waiting. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't waste away my life. Lord, let them be wasted. By fire, by thunder, by fire, by thunder, by fire, by thunder, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yebo sandarabaya. Likebo yendre bo sandarabaya. Yebo sekeria labaya. Likaba yendre mo sekeria. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have decreed. Amen. My father, my father. My father, my father. Because I have you, there is hope for me. 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 In the name of Jesus, I shall rise again. I shall rise again. I shall rise again. There is hope. Hope for me. Iretiwa for me. Oluwa lebo shandaraba. Eh, leke bo yendere bo sanda. Yaba sakataria nabaya. Leke bo yendere bo segeria. Ili kasakataria. Lika ba yendere bo sekeba. Yebo sekeria lebo. Leke bo yendere bo. Lika ba yendere bo. Yaba sakataria. Lika ba 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 ba. Yaba ba ba ba. Yaba ba ba ba. Yaba ba ba ba. Lika ba 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 ba. Ah, God. Oh, lebo shandara baya. Lika bayandre bo sandarabaya. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 2 months and then we close. My father, my father. This one
life that you have given to me shall never be wasted by the enemy of my soul. Oh, give me glory at the right time. And let me, oh God, oh, be able to display your glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ye bo sagandari alaba. Like bo yendere bo sandarabaya. Like bo yendere bo sekeri alabaye. Ye bo sekeri alababababa. Uri alaba sakantari alabaya. Ye bo sekeri alabo yendere bo sanda. Like bo yendere bo sanda. Hallelujah. 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 Like bo yende. Ye bo sakantari. Lika bayandre boseke, lika bayandre bosakanda rikashinda. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear your amen? Lastly, you will pray. My Father, my Father, my Father, my Fighter. I cannot hear your voice, so. Where I have been humiliated, I shall be celebrated again. I shall be celebrated again. I am coming there to celebrate. I am coming there to reign. I am coming back to rule. I am coming back to be appreciated. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. Hey. Lika bayande, rika boyende, lika boyende, ye bosanda rabaya. And so you, that brother, I don't know you, I don't know where you are. You have just been humiliated by members of your family just because of your situation. God is saying, you will go back there. He will take you back there. And you will be celebrated again. They have looked down on you. He said he will take you back. And they will begin to look up to you. They will begin to look up to you. They will begin to look up to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You will bounce back. You will bounce back. You will rise up. You will rise down. You will rise again. You will rise again. And it shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus, you will prosper. You will do well. You will flourish. It is your time and your turn to shine. Where go no? That koko to my journey. Where go no? Your glory will come on time. And in the name of the Lord, oh, that glory will be displayed over your life. Thank you, our God. Lift up your hands and give him praise. And give him worship. And give him all adoration. Oh, and give him majesty. Oh, we worship you. We praise your name. We adore your name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the message you just heard. For more messages, follow us on our social media platforms at Foursquare Jeb. God bless you.